Yeah, first off, congratulations on the victories. You mentioned it might have been a little bit tighter than you'd liked in the first half.
Yeah, but in saying that, we were definitely expecting that. But yeah, whenever the game's within a couple of goals, it always puts the pressure pump on, I guess, and the heart starts pumping a bit faster and you try to get a few more intercepts from your teammates just so we can try and push it out. But yeah, England came out strong, but we definitely weren't expecting anything less from them, especially in front of a home crowd.
And first game of the year, was it good to blow a few combos out
there? Oh, well? It was awesome. This is why we train, you know. We do a massive pre-season so we can get out there on court. And yeah, there were definitely a few cobwebs out there to start off with, but it's just so much fun being out there. I love stadiums. I love representing my country, especially with such a great bunch of girls. And so, yeah, we had a few cobwebs and feeling good for the next two games.
And I imagine a lot of new combinations out there as well. Was that a factor on maybe a little bit of a slow start?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, we had new combinations that we were learning how to play with each other. England had combinations that we weren't used to seeing too much previously. So it was a bit of an unknown of what we were going to come up against, but also what we could even put out ourselves, because we've only been practicing against ourselves since we've got into England. We've been training in our home states before that. So there were lots of unknowns out there, and I think I'm really proud of the way that the girls pulled together, especially towards the end of the match, and still managed to get over the line considering all those circumstances.
And was it nice to see, I think, when the main comment, or the main, historically the main combinations came on in the second half, you were able to pull away a little bit and everybody settled, and was that nice to see that, you know, when everybody is there?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's to be expected with combinations that have played so much together. You know, you've got Natalie and Caitlin Bassett, who obviously play, and Ashley Brazel, who play with each other at their home club back at West Coast Fever. And Bassett and Bung already have, you know, a good combination with Aussies as well. So, but I think, you know, it's so great that Lisa put new combos out there. We do have to learn to gel together looking forward over the next 4 years. And those combinations will continue to gel like those old ones have. But it is nice to have the confidence that we put that out there, but I've got confidence in all the girls with whatever we put out.
You want to jump in whenever you want.
Lisa said that she's going to change the starting lineup as well for the second game and probably the third game as well. How does that change your mindset going into games when you've got...
It doesn't. No. If I'm on, I've got my role to play and I've got the girls that I'm working with, and we're all going out there to do the same job. Netball's really grown in the way it's not a 7-on-court game anymore, it's the 12, and we have such a strong 12 that it doesn't matter who's out there on court. We can continually use everyone and continually rotate and have fresh legs and run out and have that strength out there. And I think that's, you know, the exciting thing about netball moving forward, that it is changing in the way that from traditional to whatever it may be.
How much do you want to wrap up the series in game two?
Oh, would love to. You know, as I said, sorry. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we didn't come over here just for, you know, like a fairy match. But we definitely want to wrap it up, but you know, we don't want to drop a game, and I'm sure they're going to come out even stronger and hungrier, and we know that there's sold out games in London and they're going to get right behind them as well. So I'm expecting a tougher game. We're really going to have to look at what we did tonight, because we definitely didn't have a perfect performance, and if we want to stay on top, there's a lot of work that we need to do, because they're an extremely strong side.
And just finally, a word on Liz. Made a debut in fourth quarter.
Yeah,
very
just
pleasing.
So excited for Lizzie. You know, she's smashed through the ranks so quickly in regards to, you know, only being on the netball scene in regards to ANZ, you know, in the last 3 years, winning a premiership with the Vixens and now obviously being here on the Australian side. But she has such an experienced head. You'd think that she'd been around for years, and the way that she came on court in that last quarter was really phenomenal. We really needed that steady out there, and she brought that in. So really happy to have Lizzie in the team. So stoked that she got her first debut here in Liverpool.
I saw her bring Thumper out on court for the anthems. I almost half expected her to take her on the court.
Oh, I wish. That would have been hilarious. Yeah, and she's skillful enough to probably carry Thumper and catch the ball at the same time. However, I'm glad she didn't try to juggle both.